This morning, I want to share with you a few things from the gospel reading today about the unity that Jesus is praying about here out of John 17. And as you may or may not recall, there's a lot in John 17. We could spend years just unpacking John 17 and all that he says. But we're not going to do that this morning. There's just one thing I want to share with you today. And as everything else that Jesus tells us about and encourages us to do and releases us to do, this is something that needs the power of the Lord to do it. It's about the unity of the church, and the unity of the church is unattainable apart from the power of the Holy Spirit. In other words, we can't say to ourselves, well, let's be unified today and go ahead and try it. You can probably think of 7 or 8 instances right now where that hasn't worked, and you probably can think of one where it has. We need the power of the Spirit to do these things. And so that's what I want to talk with you about today, is engaging the power of the Spirit for the unity of the church that Jesus asked for, and what happens as a result of that. So keep this in mind. And I think this is what Jesus is saying. Glory leads to unity, which leads to more Christians. Glory leads to unity, which leads to more Christians. Now, glory, which Jesus talks about here, the glory you've given me, I have given to them. Did you know Jesus gave you some glory? Hopefully you'll know that before we leave today. The glory here is, it is the radiance of God at work. God at work that shows something, and that something is the glory of God. You might recall John 15, where Jesus says, "Abide in me and you will bear much fruit. By this my Father is glorified." It's the bearing of fruit. It's the work of God through us, which is the glory of God. And then there's the unity, of course, and I think it's good to think of the unity of the church as the sharing of the radiance of the work of God. It's usually not agreeing on certain ideas. Have you noticed that? I mean, there's that old joke, it fits in any denomination, but get 3 or 4 Episcopalians together and there's 7 or 8 ideas, none of which anyone agrees on. That's the way that we are. There's goodness about that, but that's another sermon for some other time. What we are unified on is the radiance, the work of God, and it's showing. And as we enter into that and embrace that, that's the unity. More Christians, those who come to see the radiance of God at work. In other words, they're drawn to the radiance of God. There's something God's done in them that starts to resonate when God does something in us. And God doing something in us is the radiance of that work. It can be noticed. It can be seen. And it starts overlapping with what God is doing in people who are not within the church or not believers or anything like that. And that radiance is what draws people to Jesus. So that's the path here. It is glory leads to unity, leads to more Christians. Okay? I'll take that as a yes. All right. So we are on that path, and that path of glory to unity to more Christians. And glory among us is that we gather together, like we are this morning, looking for the radiance of God at work. Looking for God to do what God does. And that's a whole host of things. And some of those things we need badly. So we come looking for that. And then unity is that we seek to fan into flame the glory of the radiance of God at work in each other. When you see the gifts of the Holy Spirit in other people who are sitting maybe right next to you, and you want to fan that into flame, that's the work of unity that Jesus is coming with, that he's building up. We call that empowerment here. I'll get to that in a minute. More Christians is that we look for more people to experience the radiance of God at work in their lives. So that means that we don't always get them to agree with us. Tempting as that is, I'm hoping I've already demonstrated that that's an impossibility. Get people into the church so they can agree with us. Maybe they'll agree with you for a minute before they come in, but once they're in here for another minute, maybe not. It's just, it is around the experience of the radiance of the work of God that starts drawing people together, even non-Christians drawing them to Jesus. Okay. These work out amongst us at St. Francis and what we've been calling our gateway gifts, hospitality and worship. We worship God to engage with the radiance of the Spirit at work. Today, we worship God. We sing to the Lord. We pray so that we can engage with the Spirit of God at work among us and in us and through us. We welcome each other over and over again, week after week, time after time, so that we can encourage the radiance of the work of God within each other. Fan it into flame, we might say. And we invite those who are drawn to the radiance of God to join us at this table. See, one of the things that you can exercise, I think, and get better at, if that's an appropriate category, is this. The more you recognize the Spirit of God at work among us, the radiance of God among us here, in this room this morning and in other times, the more you will be able to recognize the radiance of the work of God in other people who have never come to the table of the Lord, never walked into a church building, but yet God is still the hound of heaven after their souls. And seeing that is the same thing that we see when we're together here. That's how you begin to know who to pray for a little more, maybe look for a possibility to invite, or whatever it may be. But you know God is at work, because God, the same God who's at work in you, is at work in them. Okay. So you see how this goes? Glory to unity to more Christians. Okay, let's go a little further. What does Jesus have to say about all this? And we saw that in the gospel reading today. Jesus says, "The glory you have given me, I have given to them." Now, in that particular sentence, he's referring to the 12. A little earlier in John 17, he made it clear that it was the 12 and those who would believe because of them. So look to your left and to your right. That person is included in this. So are you, by the way. Right? We're all included in that. Those who would come to believe through what the apostles started are the ones Jesus is praying for here and speaking about. And he says, "The glory you have given me, I have given to them." Jesus, you recall, emptied himself. We talk about that at Christmas time. Emptied himself on that first Christmas, became as one of us. And then here, the Father filled him with the radiance of the work of the Spirit. And Jesus gives us that same dynamic, that same glory. The radiance of the work of the Spirit of God. We can do what Jesus did in ministry with others because he gives us the glory that he had. And still has. Because he's the model of how to live that way. I've shared this with you from time to time, but I think it's been a few years, so it's time to underline it again. Jesus always did the work of ministry as a human in the power of the Holy Spirit. What you read in the Gospels, with the exception of the perfect sacrifice on the cross, all the rest of the things Jesus did, he did as a human in the power of the Holy Spirit. which is why Jesus is the example of how to do ministry for us, because we do ministry in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, if this is a helpful way for you to think about it, Jesus never cheated. He never created a diversion and then slipped over to the God side and did a miracle. And then when they were all about that, slipped back to the human. Never did that. It was always as a human and always in the power of the Spirit, which is the way we always do the work of ministry. All of it. That's the glory he shares with us. The radiance of the work of God that flowed through him flows through us. Okay. He goes on to say this, that they may be one even as we are one, I and them and you and me, that they may become perfectly one. There is always an outpouring of love in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. There's always this outpouring of love beyond our comprehension, but it's always there. That same love is what Jesus pours onto us, so that in turn, we can be one as the Trinity is one. The community that God is the kind of community that we can be because of what Jesus is releasing here in this prayer. Now, I'll admit, and you probably would make the same admission, it'll take us a while to get there, but we're on our way. That's where we're headed. We can encourage and build up one another, especially in the radiance of the work of God, specifically given to each of us, because Jesus has opened that up to us, because of the love he pours on each of us, because of his desire for us to be just like him. Jesus' goal is that we become perfectly one, just as the Trinity is one. And that will take the power of the Holy Spirit, the radiance of the work of the Spirit of God, to do that, just like anything else God asks us to do. It takes the power of God to do it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you understand that. You catch that. If it slips away, just think of your neighbor, loving your neighbor, and how that's going to take the power of God to do that. And that's the simple, the bottom line way of thinking about that. It'll take all that. So Jesus goes on and says, so that the world may know that you sent me. Okay. We've seen the glory of God in what Jesus said. We've seen the unity in what he just said, that we may be one. And then, that the world may know that you sent me. There is a specific path by which the world comes to know that Jesus is exactly who he says he is. And that is the unity of the church. When we are together as one, that is the very thing that shows the world Jesus is who he says he is. It's not our tremendous teaching. It's not our excellent programs. It's not anything that we do. It is Jesus drawing us together as one. And when we are one, then the world will know that he is who he says he is. The glory of God will resonate with those God is drawing as the same Spirit works in us when we not only follow the Spirit of God, but encourage one another to follow the Spirit of God, to see the gifts in one another and draw them out and fan them into flame and pray that they will increase and that those who are around us will grow strong in Jesus, maybe even beyond us, so that we will be one as he and the Father are one, and then the world will know that he was sent by the Father. See, it's fun to debate with other people, and it's fun to get into conversations, but you don't debate people into the kingdom of God. You don't converse people into the kingdom of God, and you don't use a whole lot of other ways for people to get into the kingdom of God. It is the unity of the church that draws people into the truth of the kingdom of God. There's other ways of engaging people, of course. But what opens up the hearts is the unity of the church. And you probably noticed, you don't see a lot of unity around in the world today. You see people in their corners, ready to take on the ones in the other corner. What Jesus is drawing us to in the church is people in the corners finding ways to build up, bless, uphold, and encourage those in the other corner. If you were to take a look at churches all around here, you would find all different kinds of practices and probably some that were not your preference. I mean, you know, those of us who have been members here at St. Francis for a while, this is our preference. That's what we like this. We go to another church, very nice, well and good, but I'm not sure that I like that. If you were to check in with the Spirit of God, what do you think about this church? I think you would hear this. I love this church. And you go down to the next church, the one that has those other weird practices and teachings and things you're not wondering about, and you check in with the Spirit of God. What do you think about this church? And the Spirit of God would say, I love this church. And maybe, I'm just hypothetically, maybe this could be the case, but I don't know. Other members of this church, you look at another member and you say, inside, weird. Where'd they get that idea? What are they doing that for? What in the world is going on? And you check in with the Spirit of God. What do you think about that one over there? And the Spirit of God will say, I love that one. When we engage with the radiance of the work of God, which loves those people who are weird and different than us, or the Bible calls them peculiar people, we've stepped into the unity Jesus prayed for, and we begin to show the world that Jesus is who he says he is. Well, how's that going for us? We pray this. It's in our bulletin. We've been using it often. May God give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. And we pray that for each other. This means we get our power from God, our faith from God, and the good things prompted through our faith from God. And we have the four areas that we're concentrating on in ministry this year here at St. Francis. One is appeal. That's where just the way things look, it depicts the open arms of Jesus to anyone and everyone. And then there's empowerment, that we would fan into flame the promptings of the Spirit of God in each other. So if you think the Spirit of God is asking you to do something, we want you to do it. We want a blazing flame to come out of that. And we'll find any way we can to get that to happen. Then there's the fellowship, where we build each other up and inviting others into that. And viability, that the life we have and the radiance of the work of the Spirit of God will spill out from us into the lives of other people by what God prompts us to do. That's our ministry this year. It calls for answering the prayer of Jesus that we be one, just as he is one. And as we keep these things in focus, there's a practice that I would encourage you to keep up. And that practice is walking in step with the Spirit. So if you bring that to mind often, what's the Spirit of God doing? And then you follow that. Wherever you are, however it's going, whatever happens to you. Somebody cuts you off on Broad Street. How do you walk in step with the Spirit of God? What's the Spirit of God doing with you at that moment or any other moment? Keep trying to do that. I know it's difficult, but hey, like I mentioned, you can't do it without the Spirit of God. Always having that power. And there is a way that you can pray that you become aware of that and more sensitive to that. And I suggest this to be a prayer that you pray often, early, midday, late in the day, all the time, right now, whatever it is, when your mind wanders, you pray this. Glorify your name. Just pray that. Lord, glorify your name. Now you can add different things if you want. Glorify your name in my house. Glorify your name in my work. Glorify your name in my thoughts. Glorify your name in my actions. Glorify your name in my preferences. Glorify your name in my relationships. Or you can just say, glorify your name all the time. That will open you up more to walking in step in the Spirit, which open your eyes more to the glory of God, the radiance of God at work, which makes you more sensitive to the unity of the church, which makes you more open to those God is drawing in. Just comes back to glorify your name. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you are doing, all that you desire, all that you have chosen. We thank you that you have drawn us together here today, and we ask that you would continue your work and that your work would be full and rich and complete in the way that you desire. And we ask above all, in all that goes on, in all that we do, in everything that happens, that you would glorify your name. Amen.